Blog Talk Radio.
Got to very cool. Your folk philosopher here. Greetings all my wonderful audience, wherever you are in the world. This is the Stepnode Show, compliments of the Near Nation radio station. And we are here to give you a taste of what's going on out there and identifying spiritual areas in which you can rendezvous or float around or indulge. Yes, you can be as spiritual as you can be. And we are here to encourage that, because all religions were meant to lead to spirituality. And here we are at a time and we all need that strength. So, we're gonna use our theme song that we always work with.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, my listeners, greetings. You know, I put out a post. Russia and America combined to defeat their common enemy, Germany, in World War II. While Japan and America were also enemies. Now Japan is America's considered, you know, allies. To effectively strategize a balance of power on this globe right now, it will be futile. Won't
even be among any of these who are among us. So culture yourself. Include yourself in everything that is good. You don't have to include these countries, China, Iran, America, nothing like that. Go spiritual. The winners were chosen before the race even began. Make sure you are in the hands of God. And that, I'm going to run to ask Sasha Mani to rescue us with a song. Morgan Perry.
Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. I say this, and you say that. I have to see Lassie, so my Allah Jesus. Some say this. And some say that, some a praise Jacob and some praise in the cat. That's why me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just
promises and not keeping some of them, you know. Even prophesying, when we talk about prophecy, that happened to I mean, I promised them, but no one knew at the time. But right now, I fulfill some of my promises still. See, yeah, man, I'm gearing up for the real thing. So the incident that take place, I want to see you die because it's real. It's on the earth I run. See. But I and I still overcome all them obstacles, you know, like a hurdle, you know. Might have licked them one and two hurdles, but we are finished. Same, strong, hard and tough. Right now, I want to yell up family around the world, members of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, members of UNIA, United Negro Improvement Association. I and I just seal up collaboration a couple months ago, and it's going strong. You know, all the members of both these organizations, all the ones them who is within the Pan-Orthodox Tawida Church, Virginia, and we want to hear all the former and present members of Pell tribes, the Bobo Shanti, the Nyabingiada, and yeah, man, peacemakers, yeah, man, and yeah, School of Vision, and yeah, Willem, Judgment Yard, everything, everyone, right? All the one in Montague and Manchester and yeah, Westmoreland and all over the island, and they know the island them, you know. We have to remember them island, all of them. Belize and Duras. Although Guyana is not an island, but I wanna with that too. And you know, Belize and Guyana and all them places. And we have to talk about Trinidad, Barbados, St. Lucia, Guadalupe, all of them places. Yeah, man. Spanish, all over Britain and down to Cuba too. And yeah, about the continent. Oh, yeah. So much state. We have to talk about Tanzania. We have to talk about Madagascar. We have to talk about even Eritrea. Yeah. When I say even, that don't mean certain areas. I just mean that Eritrea kind of is a stubborn place. But yeah, Italian, they occupy it enough, and enough descendants, we have to accept them as the people because they're born down there. And all them things there. Sudan, right on the border, too, same way. And we go down into the depths now near the sea, Red Sea, Djibouti, them, and we go around the corners, across the Sahara, go across the west side now is our Ghanis, brother, them, and we up in Algeria, they up in the north, and Morocco, and all them places, you have. Boy, we have so much Ivory Coast, we have, oh my gosh, we have so much. European people in Timbuktu, European people who have faith in the Most High. Yeah, man, Europe, all the ones, them, all in, you know, Japan, China, Iran, all them people, all the Nation of Islam people, everyone, we are Europe. God, people, they're amongst them, see? So, yeah, man, it's religion kind of twist up the brain because man a mistake certain things. Religion was meant to lead us to Christ. It was meant to lead us to spirituality. Christianity is one of the religions. It's almost 400 years after Jesus Christ passed through that Ethiopia accept the, what them call now, the religion, quote unquote, per se, of Christianity. It was a liberty. Live people and live them life and then my brother and see? But the story of Christ was real. It's historically when a man had tell me say, well, nothing ever goes so, it's like I wonder when if he can research himself and don't make people twist them brain and confuse them. That's why I played a song there about confusion required, you know. Because we say, we're born them, but we're not really, you know, we're not asked that, we're not pray for no evil come down upon a man. A man must correct him ways and find up himself. Seeing, we're not here to persuade anyone or convince anyone of anything. Yeah, certain you'll find, man. Most of them really bring an eye upon the earth for a purpose and don't make no one distract you. So I forgot upon the black peoples of the world first, for they're not going like it's a race, right? And if it's a race amongst nations or races or color of skin and all that, I have black, so I have to stick with the black. See? But why not? You know, God creates all the way. So right now, I had a little in-depth thought as to how I would present tonight's program. I expected to have 1 hour of sound music and 1 hour dealing with the Illuminati and the religion them operate during slavery, things like that, and all the balance of power seeing the various nations them working out right now, you know. Now that is my favorite topic. But we know the state of mind them are driving the people into almost crucial. Like, you know, the crisis thing them are bringing down upon everyone, so them can bring in them chip and them this and them that. So I went to give them a little bit as to how them things come about and how them relate to prophecy. And that no matter what a man say, he can't deny the truth, but he can't deny prophecy. A fulfillment of these things that we can identify, right? I mean, identify the character them too. You have one particular character, he's 100 years old now, and he's still not dead yet, not past yet, you know. And I'm one of the architects of evil upon the earth. I don't know them so silent about it, and it's in 100 years. That means that something will happen. You know. Take Waruku word for it, man. So nowadays I'm talking anything. Woo! So God, it happened. So what we say? We're keeping the music going until the last of the show. I finally make up my mind. The last part of the show now. So I don't want to leave me when the music seal up, you know, because and before some I play intermittent music, mix it up. I don't want to lose my audience. But right now, I'm just going to really tip one more of the Shashaman music. You want one or you want some spoken word or what I don't want. All right, I know what I'm going to do. I went to give them this one. Right. All right. Wow. Yeah, man. So, Raswara Kuya, man, go through a whole lot of things strong, you know, man. And since morning, you know. Together, my people, everything coming together real, real nice. Man, I work hard and going through changes and learning more and more each day how to abide within the footsteps of His Majesty, you know. And we'll link up on the 5 meeting one day, Saturday gone. You must understand what is going on. Yeah, and we can't include everyone in the meeting right now, but must assure that I. How it's serious. Can you imagine 5 meetings? That means that what? It can't cool down. You don't see it? It can't cool down, you know? No, man, it can't cool down. Right. So, we're going to chant up the next one of the Shashaman music. And after that, going to music for the chart them. We're going to give you several type of music. Right? We're going to give you some of this recording studio. We're going to leave it for the last. We're going to give you some Red Line. You know, Red Line are my favorite. Let's play over them things over and over. But, yeah. We're gonna give you some chant and we're gonna give you some Naya Bingiada. Yeah. Right? So don't worry yourself, right? Don't worry.
Don't worry. Oh no. About the thing, don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh no, things gonna be alright, I know that the time is rough. future. You can't give up. You got to hold on. You got to stand strong. Remember, behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are just a full swing. The same things you do for me, he will do for you. Oh, Jah is not ungrateful, he'll be right there in your need. Don't worry, oh no, about the things. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the things. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting. Things got to rearrange. All they are doing is their backbiting. Things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. I know things got to change. I know things got to rearrange. The same things Jah do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. He'll be right there in your knees. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah. Our guiding star, whether you're near or far. You can't give up life so easy, my friend. You get to stand out. I know there is frustration sometimes in your life. You get to stand up, my friend. You got to stand up strong. The same things that do for me, ungrateful, he'll be right there in your knees. Don't worry, oh no, about the things. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the things.
Yes, aye. So we're going to go kick off the music mix then. See? We're going to kick off the music mix then. Time is going, and I have a whole heap of story to tell.
Worship silver and gold shall surely, surely, surely do. is always acting smart and don't carry no love in his heart shall fade away. God is there and there and everywhere. I know when you play the game unfair, so people beware, or else you fade away.
Yeah, that's the man Junior Biles. Yeah, man. And condition get the better of him. So, okay, what someone else have to say? We're going to ask Ken Booth for talks. Seriously. Ken Booth.
You sheltered me somehow. Kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. To find Jesus, I have you. It's all the years I have with you. Just to talk to you, word again.
Yes, I. So we'll mix it up, you know. I'll touch Shashamani again.
I and I will stand up and fight for all rights. I and I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. It's a troubled world, yes I know. The signs of the times, yes it shows. See corruption as it grows. When will it end? Only Jah Jah knows. And so much injustice, we gotta fight that. Good over evil must prevail.
Chant it. I'm assisting ask for practice because you want it but I sure with I'm going to make you hear the song and then talk about it. A ganja shut about, you know, she's a ganja baby.
Baby.
Man, Queen Omega sing that. So I ask myself the question, as you can hear about that, because I was really a ganja baby when I say for my man about 20 until recently. See? And they know well, start burning to the tobacco. And I know personally say maybe it's not the best way for smoke herb. And right now we have more sophisticated, more better methods of getting, using herb. Apart from the healing of the nation, with the employee meditation. Come on, you have various devices right now available where you don't even get that harsh thing on your lungs and all that, you know. Steaming and all them type of methods. You know, grew up on that. You grew up on the hard, cold, rough, and tough Jamaican ganja. That's why it's just about ganja baby. Now high grade, you know, the ganja baby. So yeah, much love to her. She sing a song here where she expresses herself nicely. And I suppose to help Sister Adama with that song. Coming up. But listen, I could listen to some more music now. Yeah. Oh, no. No fool around, you know. Dozens and dozens of albums. And only one long him had, you know. Great youth, man. Great youth. Them one call them Crown Prince of Reggae. What we call Night Nurse, White Stuff. Yeah, take him over. And one had one lungs. Some past early, young youth. The left ones sitting with I and I for a while. And come and go and come and go. And just start out again Monday. So I'm going to keep him fetching and I risk for him soon forward again. I have some work for the amongst Diana, you know? Yeah, man, Eptones, man. What I say? He's the founder for the group. Eptones originally, look at Gears.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, mighty Earl Morgan, founder of Deaf Tunes. Sasa Willian, what a lovely personality, man. Peaceful, humble virgin, very powerful. Yeah, man, give thanks for his presence and thing. Well, the time has run so fast, I'm going to extend this program to 2 hours, because them two-hour business can't work, you know. We time a fly off too fast, I can't believe it. Anyway, we still have a few minutes because in the second hour, you know, and I will go right into the some historical matters. Because I was a man born by Blandis and that, I not tell a man of today, you know. But history is history. And a lot of these things are not no mystery anymore. Right? You can search and find the truth for yourself. Make we tread along the journey with a strong eyeball standing of what is going on. Don't make it just, don't take it for granted and go on like say, you follow people and talk about your born Bible. I'm going to give you a great artist now, next great harmonizing group. And this is the Abyssinians. See it?
Get up and fly.
One more time to give you know before going. We have a Virginian Toots who went to prison for herb, a great singer and pastor too. But we're gonna give you a chant by him right now. Yeah man, Toots. I met Toots when Otis Redding came to Jamaica and Toots got a prison sentence for marijuana. Number in a prison, you know? Everybody get a little tears. But you know, them days are things of the past. Right now, our time signal. Time is now 8 o'clock. And that is the compliments of the New Nation radio station, giving some verbal promotion to Brother Jarvis' place, which is Organic Love. That is Utica Avenue, leaving Crown Heights, number 3 and 4 subway station. You go down on your left-hand side and you look until you see that sign. You have Electronic House, the little above. Yes. You have, I look further down, Computer Dark, Computer Genius. And I look further down, now you have Electronic Space, another Computer Dark, all these businesses I'm talking about is black people own them, see? And you have the Mystic now, Natural Mystic, you have Donovan, yeah man. Donovan is the latest of the business then, man. So I'm a grow, you know, grow steadily, see? And then now you have on the other side of the road now, look below, Brother Donovan is your Yajama, huh? That's one of the grandfather business them, like Electronic House. And even Computer Dark, the money they bought long time under this work. See? And so I yell them up every time. When the time for jingles and professional advertisement come, you will be hear more about them. But in the meanwhile, I big them up. Black business, black owned. See? You have a sister in start like a business on Eastern Parkway. Yeah, I'm going to start. And then we have Built by Fiat Printers. Exclusive people, that black people who have love and charity in their heart. So we give them some free advertisement until such time, you know. So right now, the next hour now, we're not wasting no time. We're going straight. We're going to give you like bits and pieces, right? And then you must add it up. Yeah, you know, the church play a certain role, yes. So I call it Christendom then, the Christian section, because in the Islam, them use church to honor a lot of kind of people, but we talk about some call them things synagogue, some call it mosque, you know, some people call it tabernacle, and so on, but chapel, you know, all kind of things. The cathedral, you know, but Christendom was made possible by the harmony of two ideas, the Roman Empire and the Catholic Church. The 14th century and the 15th century is too early to speak of nations in the modern sense of the term. But by then, more and more people were getting used to the idea that they were either English or French or Spanish or, you know, these type of terminologies. All right. They began to think of, of secular and new ways of looking at the world. And it appears mostly and vividly in the events winding from it, seriously. On Thursday, October 11th, 1492, a new world opened up to the Christian faith. And that day that Christopher Columbus, Admiral of the Sea, Viceroy and Governor of any territory, whatever, he might discover or him buck upon, you know, call it. I never discovered him place, and place was there all the time. He sighted sandpipers, those are birds, and then green reeds, that is seagrass, and finally land in what is called the West Indies, because in last, he never knew where he was. Think him there, India. Anyway, the next morning, Columbus stepped on the island shore, named it San Salvador. That means he must give tribute to the Holy Savior, and hoisted a Spanish flag in the name of King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, because they financed him, see? So in other words, give them, treat it as, you know, give to the give to the to the king and queen as being there, and exchange for gifts for them, give to the Indians them to take with them things, give them such obvious pleasure when Columbus give them them things that him say, wow, that's all I have to do and I can get cool and all kind of things from them. Columbus surmised that they could easily, you know, be converted to the holy faith by love rather than by force. I don't know what him mean by love, but the mass conversion took place with the practice of baptism by European Christians. In England, Elizabeth I allowed her Puritan dogs to bark. So so long as they did not bite, tolerant policy permitted the people to complain about prayer from books. Yeah, man, them adjust themselves when it suits them. Special clothing for ministers, the sign of the cross, and the, just about any practice that looked like Roman Catholicism, they were complaining about. But she would not hear of the control of her church. She allowed them to lecture for hours on the importance of preaching, you know, and the biblical office of elders. But she made sure the Church of England remained firmly in the hands of bishops, her bishops, and therefore the control of the crown, who alone appoint bishops. So the first complete translation of the Bible was done by one man named Miles Coverdale. He translated from possibly Hebrew, possibly Spanish. Yeah, in the year 1535, that was when that was done. And it was called the Geneva Bible because it was the work of Englishmen who were exiled in Geneva, running away from the reign of Queen Mary. That's the Bloody Mary. You hear them, if people are history, you know, so them are real cannibalistic people. Anyway, Geneva was then considered the capital of international subversion. In addition to the Bible, the Book of Martyrs proved to have an enormous impact on European Christian preachers, written by John Fox. This product of England marshaled accounts after accounts of the suffering of faithful Protestants who dared to die if needs be for the triumph of God's kingdom and God's special place for the English people in the worldwide plan for the redemption of the white race. So you see, so it goes, so the race thing go a long time. Apart from the Bible, this book probably to shape the minds of Englishmen than any other. It was not after the long reign of Queen Elizabeth I, which came to a close in 1603, and she died without leaving a heir to her throne, that James VI of Scotland became James I of England, uniting for the first time the kingdom. So James I had a new translation of the scriptures made. And from this decision came what we know called King James Version of the Bible. James became so powerful that in 1611, he dissolved the British Parliament. And for 10 years, he ruled England without a parliament. English people were terrorized by the fanatic rule of power. And some united and set sail on the Mayflower from Plymouth, headed to North America, and landed at Virginia. So that is the beginning of their part now. of American slavery. The new continent of the America became the answer to a new generation of English, like-minded pilgrims. Dan Smith, you hear this name, Smith? You think it's an easy name? You about the Smithsonian? All right. But this one was a pastor from a group of Englishmen based in Holland. Also, pilgrims. He went on a pilgrimage. A Cambridge graduate, he studied the New Testament with unusual care and discovered that the practice of baptizing babies never appeared in its pages. In 1609, based upon the tradition of the English Baptist Church was born, initiated by 40 members of the Amsterdam, it seems come from Holland, you know, Amsterdam congregation by their confession of faith in Jesus Christ. All right. I'll just give a glimpse of how the church come divide up people and was racial and, yeah, in Jamaica, I can tell you, in 1830, you had first class, second class, third class, and fourth class members of the church, £4, £3, £2, £1 a year. And if you don't pay for money, you can't go to church. So what them call church is really just a building. Christ would say to Peter, say, though I teach and upon this church I build my rock. So but we don't change it to religion, you know? All right, so that's a taste of things to come. The Illuminati. All right, let me give a little idea of how Ethiopia now, how they relate to Ethiopia in those times. The land of Ethiopia had long fascinated Europeans, not merely as an exotic and foreign land full of strange beasts, ferocious looking animals portrayed by drawings that they saw, but also as an ancient and independent Christian empire beyond the realms of Islam. Hemmed, meaning it surround Ethiopia, Islam, yeah. It had adopted Christianity, that's Ethiopia, had adopted Christianity in the 4th century and had been cut off from Western Europe by the spread of Islam across Southern Africa and the Middle East. During the Middle Ages, the myth of Prester John, a powerful Christian prince, really ally against the Muslim world, grew in the minds of Europeans. And when contacts were established in Ethiopia behind their Iron Curtain, you hear that? The first Iron Curtain was Ethiopia. I said that in the program. It was in Russia. Russia is Iron Curtain because of snow. Right? It's hard to reach. But Ethiopia don't accept visitors for years. Don't trust nobody for years. So that's why they call it the Iron Curtain. First Iron Curtain. Yeah. So the 15th century, which is 1400, none of them couldn't pass to Ethiopia freely. It seemed to fit the bill when the Portuguese sent military and to counter Islamic threats to their trading interests in the region during the 16th century. Jesuit missionaries followed them. They became so influential at that they converted the emperor and became a threat to the native Monophytes church, leading to their expulsion in 1632. So an Ethiopian priest and lexicographer of noble origin, famous for having encyclopedias with his friend and companion, Hiob Ludolf, wrote in two Ethiopian languages, Amharic and Ge'ez, the Mangesta Aethiopia, Ethiopian Empire. By 1974, Ethiopia was one of the three countries in the world to have a type of emperor for its head of state. Together with Japan and Iran, all the other empires were reduced to disappeared, you know? Yeah. So under the Pasian dynasty, Japan did really survive. It was the second to last century to use the title of emperor. To use the title of emperor. The only one later was Central African Empire, which was implemented between 1976 and 1979 by Emperor Bokassa. All right, so that just give you a picture of what was taking place in those times with Ethiopia when they were putting together their treaties. Closer to now, the Illuminati goals since 1776, I taking this a chapter out of my book. See? Yeah, man. It's a serious thing going on. And I don't know if I should play like one chant from the album before I go any further. You know? When we have it like this, we have to really mix it up. Cousin, I must stick to my word at the full hour. Yeah, I don't have no time for real stuff. So I'm just going to illuminate the goals. Abolition of all monarchical governments and their patriots, except for Britain, of course, and as I say, Iran and Japan. Elimination of private and inheritance property. Destruction of the traditional family. Eradication of all religion. That is the purpose of the Illuminati. I want to repeat that to the item, you know. Even if the item here is anywhere else. Abolition of all monarchical governments and their patriots, except for Britain, Japan, and Iran. Elimination of private and inheritance property. That means anything where you inherit and thing them take. Destruction of the traditional family, mashup family, or black people family situation is the worst. And then the destruction of traditional family is followed by eradication of all religion. So the chip and them things are coming on, kill off most of the good people, them and them get beastly. That is the plan. Anyway, it is said that Freemasonry is the epitome of secret societies, meaning say that more secret than everyone else, and that many other secret societies are derived from a branch of the Freemasonry. So it is said. Them don't take into consideration, of course, the mystic, you know, order, you know. Yeah. This is what the Europeans think, you know, that they are the most secretive place. And so while the actual origin of Masonry is questionable, it is thought to have begun with a group of stonemasons guild in the Middle Ages. The oldest known document from the group of secret societies is dated from 1300. 1300 at the time, a place named Tivoli in Europe of the people what them call themselves Jew, just a free themselves now for take over. So them spotted this Illuminati big time. See? Yeah, so by 1700 now there were 4 Mason lodges in London. The group quickly spread from there. Its members Freemasons, but people from all walks of life. So the Freemasons celebrated their 300th anniversary on June 24, 2017. Some famous Freemasons include Benjamin Franklin, hear them name there, Familia, George Washington, Familia, J. Edgar Hoover, remember that one there? Yes, CIA head, yeah. Oscar Wilde, big film star. Greenspoon, Big Joe, and Henry Kissinger! Whoa! He's 100 years old this year. I mentioned earlier, 100 years old this year, him had a blood transfusion in the off. Anyway, that's soon end to. Could I hear him cut off this study area? The Order Templi Orients began at the turn of the century, founded by Carl, what name again? Carl, whatever his last name is, I'll find out. He was a member and later led the group. It began as an organization similar to the Freemasons, but turned more mystical in the nature after Crowley. Oh yes, the name Crowley took over the group. So it's Carl Crowley. Yes, so the Rosicrucians now. In the early years of the 1600s, several anonymously written manifestos were published in Germany and spread throughout Europe. They contained elements of other religions, including Christianity and the Kabbalah, due to instability in Europe, and a promise that alchemy and the wise men would solve many of the continent's problems. Today, the society still exists with an emphasis on Christian teachings and philosophies. So yeah, them swear onto the balance of power with their both political power and churchical power, you know? Yeah. Skull and Bones we're talking about, right? Skull and Bones was founded at Yale University in 1832. 1831, remember 1831, them so was the free slavery, you know. And Jamaica never get free till 1834. Them hold it off for 3 more years. But in between that, 1832, a student named William Russell and another one named Alfonso Tate, student then now. No, Taft was his name. Alfonso Taft and William Russell. The story behind why they formed it is in some dispute. Some say it stemmed from an argument that several other clubs were having, and others say Russell had seen similar groups while abroad in Germany and wanted to start a club at Yale, regardless of how it go. The club became notorious for its secrecy and its alumni powerful teachers. Three members of the Skull and Bones were presidents: William Howard Taft, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. You hear that? As recent as just the other day. Other noted members include John Kerry, Secretary of State one time, actor Paul Giamatti, and William Buckley. Well, famous people in that. During the winter of 1831, Captain Robert Fitzroy, commander of the ship HMS Beagle, he sailed from Plymouth. Plymouth again, England, with 22-year-old Charles Darwin on board. And we became, well, he came from a wealthy family. Darwin's investigative mind is captured by this adventurous expedition as he surveys the South American coast and continues the voyage for 5 years. He continued the voyage around the world as an amateur naturalist, whatever that means, who put nature first, not God, at the center of all creation, questioning divine revelation with gross skepticism. Yeah, man, he was skeptical, you know, skepticism. Consequently, he became the author of The Theory of Evolution. Read The Origin of Species, which became the basis of modern biology and the scholastic fraternity understanding of nature. He was ridiculed as the monkey man and zoology. In Brazil, he explored the interior extensively as a predecessor to Alexander Humboldt, tropical forest intensely. He was a philosophical naturalist who was interested in causes. So the rainforest was no paradise and required a competitive survival of the fittest. In Argentina, Darwin found fossils of animals that were enormous giants, creatures. The new science of comparative anatomy allowed the scientists to analyze the skeleton that was found, and over a long period of time, the spawning of each new find brought new questions. In Tierra de Ruego, a missionary station was set up by Commander Fitzroy, leaving his three primitive subjects in their lower state of improvement. So the experiment then was all total failure, but it led Darwin to accept his theory about the universal or the diversity in etymology and the geological theories which he had begun to define. So the things that we think as stable was often destabilized by the power of nature, that most land forms were especially after his experience of an earthquake. All this happened before he had his first acceptable scientific theory. Galapagos Archipelago fascinated him. The formation of the islands and the strange species of birds and animals. He was documenting evolution on a daily basis. So these are the culprits now who really they find out things and divulge it in a particular way, leaving God out of the picture and forcing people who have the spiritual nature to join the religions that them put together, and so that them can have them to root them out when they're ready, with using crisis and chaos. You know, like I've seen, yeah, fear and punishment and prisons and so on and so forth. So we're just giving them a background picture of things that lead up to now, you know, why a crisis faces the world. You know, it's not nothing surprising to people like myself. You know what I'm saying? Well, the time is running, is half hour left in our program. So I just give you these little excerpts, you know, while going somewhere with it. See? Yeah. We know that you have betrayal amongst kingdoms, monarchies too. Yeah, so don't we're not claiming say that everything was smooth running in Ethiopia, but we know that at the bottom line, who stand by him? See? Yeah, even when them passing away, they leave treasures in terms of information and wise teaching to their successors. And let us just look for a moment at Isaiah 43. But now said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither on thee. So there's going to be flame. We just don't produce them song then in the studio, you know. Which, I did say that I'm going to play some song for them, and I'm going to play them. Yeah? So fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. So, thy seed in the east and gather we from the west. That's no prophecy. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name. Ili, I, Selassie, I, Jerustafar, I said that. I stand up and testify that I am part of that movement. For I have created him. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. And bring forth the blind that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses. Yeah, man. That they may be justified. Yeah, really, serious. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, and have saved, and have shown, when there was no strange God among you. So one time you never have no strange God, you see it? Yeah, therefore, you are my witnesses, said the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and chieftains, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord your Holy One, Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and horse, the army, and ye shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you be prepared, listeners? And if you want to be prepared, you have to just search your heart for righteousness, for goodness. Remember, the mystic systems exist. So you don't have to follow anyone. The power is out there for you to make yourself a receptacle. Seen? So we're going to chant a chant. No, we're going to go to Aswad Kefensi playlist now, and make you hear some different type of Naya Bingi chant, but we just produce. Seen? Yes, my audience, we have to touch some things. Not just Naya Bingi, you know, we're going to touch some other stuff, but yeah, we have to really make a taste in Naya Bingi order. So, here we go. Yeah, man. Yeah. One way for love it, you know. I just ancient music where I do in the studio, you know. Seeing that taste not gone, you know. When I didn't realize what go on. Seeing? You know, I play with it. But we'll burn Babylon, serious thing. Yeah, man. I'm gonna make it good, go on and listen to it a little more. Yeah, man, so you think so, all our bridging them put up all them clothes, just gone, so? I don't have no plan? Eh? Unless a man of God, unless all them, all the wicked of God. But if it's Jesus trying to live in God who have a purpose for man, how can man give up hope? I don't even understand it, you know. But I'm going to go and play one more of, or you want to hear the same one again? Why don't I lick that again, you know, because it's sweet. What did I them say? Lick it again? Come on, I'm going to touch it again.
Deep in our
music I don't play nowhere else beside from this station. Yeah. Just release, we just finish it in the studio. Not release, just mix and complete straight from the radio station. You want a different type of music now. That was ancient art of the Naya Bingi. I want to give some of the more contemporary style music right now. And tell me if you like it. See? Right, I want to see. I went soon, so I get feedback. You know, Earl Morgan, going to be interviewed first. Every time I put it off, but it's for a reason. Well, going to be one great interview because I'm born the same with Bob Marley and live at Trenchtown too. So you can imagine, a live man was born in 1945. I'm going to tell you about Trenchtown. Yeah, same Bob Marley and him used to go stand pipe, go catch water. But listen to this song here by Assad Kapensi. This is my favorite contemporary reggae style. Guess about that. Eh? Yeah, man. I'll give you 2 minutes of this one.
You've got the blessing from your father, the Papa says. know you are deserved this feeling of beyond history. Because it has material in our history. You gonna burn Babylon, burn.
Yes, my audience, next week we'll continue this album and some fantastic music. See and give thanks is stepping person, Nina Simone. Don't feel away.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Stepping out show
and sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Sand of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.